Srimad-Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 3, The Birth of Lord Krishna, Texts 7 and 8. The demigods and great saintly persons showered flowers in a joyous mood, and clouds gathered in the sky and very mildly thundered, making sounds like those of ocean waves. Then, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, who is situated in the core of everyone's heart, appeared from the heart of Devaki in the dense darkness of night, like the full moon rising on the eastern horizon, because Devaki was of the same category as Sri Krishna. Purport. As stated in the Brahma Sunhita, Ananda Chinmayarasa Pratibhavita Bhis Abhirya eva nijarukutaya kavabhi goloka eva nivasat yakilat prabhuto govindamadi purushottamaham vachami. This verse indicates that Krishna and his entourage are of the same spiritual potency. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa, Krishna's father, his mother, his friends, the cowherd boys, and the cows, are all expansions of Krishna, as will be explained in the Brahma Vimogana Lila. When Brahma took away Krishna's associates to test the supremacy of Lord Krishna, the Lord expanded himself again in the forms of many cowherd boys and calves, all of whom, as Brahma saw, were Vishnu Murtis. Devaki is also an expansion of Krishna, and therefore this verse says, Devakyam Devarupinyam Vishnu Sarvapurhasya. At the time of the Lord's appearance, the great sages and the demigods, being pleased, began to shower flowers. At the seashore, there was the sound of mild waves. And above the sea, there were clouds in the sky, which began to thunder very pleasingly. When things were adjusted like this, Lord Vishnu, who is residing within the heart of every living entity, appeared in the darkness of night as the Supreme Personality of Godhead before Devaki, who appeared as one of the demigoddesses. The appearance of Lord Vishnu at that time could be compared to the rising of the full moon in the sky on the eastern horizon. The objection may be raised that since Lord Krishna appeared on the eighth day of the waning moon, there could be no rising of the full moon. The answer to this, it may be said, that Lord Krishna appeared in the dynasty, which is in the hierarchy of the moon. Therefore, although the moon was incomplete on that night, because of the Lord's appearance in the dynasty, wherein the moon is himself the original person, the moon was in an overjoyous condition. So by the grace of Krishna, he could appear as a full moon. To welcome the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the waning moon became a full moon in jubilation. So I'll stop there for now. Om Aganatimanandasya Ganjanashvaka Chakshun Militam Nena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Jai Tanya Prabhu Kananda Shri Advaita Vidhara Parasi Vasani Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Last night we were speaking, or Friday night, we were speaking about how the appearance of Lord Krishna is the perfect ecological solution, because the Lord himself is the source of all energies. And that source of all energies is appearing in this material world. For Krishna, matter is no problem. Matter is his energy. Actually, for Krishna, all his energies are spiritual. Vishnu Shakti Parabhrukta. All the Vishnu Shakti, all the energies of the Lord, are spiritual. But the Lord can arrange that his spiritual energy acts materially. And also vice versa. He can arrange that his material energy acts spiritually. Everything is possible because Krishna is the supreme controller, Ishvara Padma Krishna. We discussed on Friday night how nature assumed its most perfect state, the ecosphere, the biosphere, everything was at peak performance, all adjusted perfectly to glorify the appearance of the Lord. We discussed how even though Krishna appears in the monsoon season in India, this time is the monsoon season, the end of the monsoon season. Of course, due to Kali Yuga, the seasons are becoming somewhat distorted. Krishna appeared during the monsoon season. Yet, there were symptoms of autumn in terms of the clear sky, the cloudless sky. And there were symptoms of spring in terms of the cool breezes so delicate to the sense of touch. Also, the clear rivers and lakes are a symptom of autumn once the monsoon season is over. The mud in the water goes away. So, although Krishna appeared at midnight, the symptoms of day were present at night, and the lotuses were blooming, opening up in the middle of the night. You've heard now about the moon. Krishna appeared on the 8th day of the waning moon, yet the moon is feeling overloaded with ecstasy. So the moon appears in the full condition. This is the power of the appearance of the Supreme Lord. And we discussed on Friday night how that same Supreme Personality Godhead appears in Kali Yuga as His holy name, which has all the potencies of the Supreme Lord. Nama Chintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, Purushottama Nityamukta, Abhinatta Nama Namina. The holy name of Krishna is like a touchstone. It is full of all spiritual rasa, all spiritual taste. It's the form of spiritual taste. Purushottama Nityamukta. It is complete, devoid of all material contamination, eternally free from material energy. That is because Krishna's name is not different from Krishna. So the holy name of Krishna is an avatar. Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. And if we take shelter of that holy name of Krishna properly, we have the appearance of Lord Krishna. If we hear Bhagavad Gita carefully, Krishna is present. The most important question asked by these sages at Naimasaranya, headed by Shonakarisi, they ask the Sutta Goswami, six questions you read in the first canto. The most important one is, now that Krishna has gone to his own abode, accompanied by all religious principles, how will Dharma be protected? How will Dharma be exalted? Because Krishna has withdrawn his presence to ordinary vision. That's the most important question asked by the sages of Naimasaranya. And what is the answer? The Bhagavatam, shining as brilliant as the sun, will give that presence of Krishna to all those who take shelter. The Bhagavatam will infuse the world with religious principles, with Dharma. Krishna is appearing all the time. The process of Bhakti Yoga sensitizes you to the presence of Krishna. We should not feel that we are left forlorn, we are left to struggle in the age of Kali. When Krishna makes himself easily approached in the age of Kali, he gives himself easily in the form of the Nama Rupa, the holy name. If people will properly take shelter of the holy name, nature will be adjusted. All their worries, climate change and global warming and on and on it goes. All that is easily saw by the appearance of Namarupa, the holy name of Krishna. Krishna Katha talks about Krishna. Krishna Seva, service to Krishna. This is the life and soul of a devotee. A devotee wants his whole situation adjusted so that Krishna can be maximally glorified. Just like at the time of Krishna's appearance, Janmashtami, all of nature is adjusted. So the sport of a devotee. Sometimes we think devotees don't play sports. Well, the number one sport of a devotee is adjusting situations so that Krishna can maximally appear. This is sport. You look at your home situation. You look at your overall life situation and see how can Krishna's appearance be more exalted? How can things be adjusted more to perfectly honor the appearance of the Lord? And then your life is properly situated. Just like nature went through so much trouble to adjust itself perfectly for Krishna's appearance, the moon, overwhelmed in ecstasy, wanted to appear as the full moon, even though it's the eighth day of the waning moon. And another point, which is worth hearing again and again and again, is that although there are certain astrological constellations at the time of Krishna's appearance. Krishna is unborn. The unborn is taking birth. The unborn is taking birth, and nature adjusts itself to give a perfect astrological configuration. This paradox we can meditate upon all our life. You know how Bhagavad Gita says, Janma Karma Chame Divyam Eva Yogiti Tattva. If you can understand in truth Krishna's appearance in this world and his activities, his Janma and his Karma, how his Janma is not forced, how his Karma is not forced, his appearance and his activities are all for his own sweet pleasure. If you can understand that in truth, then Tattva Devam Parajanma. 90 Mahameti Sorjana, upon giving up the present body, you won't see another material body. What does it mean to understand Krishna in truth? Does it mean just to recite like a catechism? Krishna is the unborn. The unborn seems to take birth. Krishna has no material body. We want to go deeper and deeper into Krishna Tattva. So it becomes an absorbing meditation. Tonight we may speak about Kunti's meditation on Krishna's appearance. It is particularly enlivening and enlightening to meditate upon Krishna by following in the footsteps of the greatest souls, adopting their perspectives, seeing through their vistas, seeing through their vision, seeing what the vistas that they see, following in their footsteps. Mahajanayana Katasa Pandam. Will we ever get to the bottom of the mystery of Krishna's appearance? It's an endless ocean of contemplation, meditation, discussion, analysis. It's not just a shallow thing. Okay. Krishna appeared. He's not an ordinary person. Anyone you really care for, you think about that person over and over again, what that person does, how that person does things. You're mesmerized by the events of that person's life. People buy so many biographies. You go any bookshop, there's a big section of biographies. People want to know about the life of anyone. Apply those propensities to understanding Krishna's appearance in this world. Let's look at Vasudeva's situation. We heard how Krishna appeared from the heart of Devaki. He's on board with the biological process. First he appeared in the consciousness of Vasudeva, and then he transferred himself to the consciousness of Devaki, and the heart, the seat of consciousness is the heart. So it's not like Krishna appeared in some kind of biological fashion. Nor was there pain at childbirth for both the mother and the child. Childbirth was a painful event. But Krishna's appearance is described to be like the full moon rising on the eastern horizon. That lets you know, the acharyas point out, that there's no pain at childbirth. Just like the moon effortlessly appears in the eastern horizon, similarly Krishna effortlessly, without a touch of material problem, appears from Devaki. And what is the special feature of Devaki? She's of the same category as Sri Krishna. Her spiritual quality is the same as Krishna. Otherwise, how can she be an associate of the Lord? We all have that chance to be of the same quality as Krishna. This is how serious Krishna consciousness is. What is one short lifetime to use to regain our qualitative equality with the Supreme Personality of Godhead? What is one short lifetime? You breathe in a few times and you're gone. That's basically what happens. When you look at the reality, you take a few breaths, and then you're gone, and it's fine. But I know, in the mind, though, you imagine a whole career, or a whole life of intricacy and complication, all goes on in the mind. But actually, life itself is just a few breaths. Material existence is lived in the mind. So if you can get on top of your mind by engaging in Krishna's service, you can easily become free from material existence, which is just a series of a few breaths in this body. Think about it. Take a few breaths, and you're gone. The Ayurveda explains that your lifetime is measured in terms of breaths. If you can use this very short life to understand Krishna in truth, then your life becomes perfect. So all our life we want to be grappling with this nectarian point of how the unborn apparently takes birth. The Shastra is hung up on this point, so to speak, because it is such a glorious paradox. He who has no birth appears at the time of certain astrological constellations. Nature adjusts itself favorably. And Devaki, one of the Adisevaka, original servitors of the Lord. Krishna has his entourage. He appears in this world to please the devotees. He appears in this world to give the devotees nectarian leelas to talk about. Now, what is Vasudeva doing? Shukadeva Goswami describes. Vasudeva then saw the newborn child who had very wonderful lotus-like eyes, and who bore in his four hands the four weapons, Shankha, Chakra, Gada, and Padma. Shukadeva Goswami is listing the characteristics that Vasudeva saw, which astonished him. Astonishment, Adbhuta, is one of the secondary rasas. You know how there are five primary rasas and secondary rasas. The secondary rasas are transitory, they come and go. But when they appear, they take the center of the stage, even in the presence of the primary rasa. So temporarily, the primary rasa is in the background, and the secondary rasa is in the foreground. So Vasudeva is astonished looking at the characteristics of his child. First the eyes, such beautiful lotus-like eyes. And then, how many of you, how many mothers here had a baby with four hands? And each hand, there's the paraphernalia of the Supreme Lord, conch shell, club, disc, and lotus. What about on the chest of the baby, the Kastuba gem? Only the Supreme Personality Godhead wears a Kastuba jewel on his chest. And his head is decorated with the helmet of Vaidurya-mani, the Vaidurya jewel only found in Vaikuntha. Sometimes it splashes red, sometimes it splashes blue. And of course, full-grown hair, the body decorated with bracelets and armlets, wearing yellow cloth, and asitambuddha, as the Brahma Samhita says, a complexion like a dark rain cloud. Bharavatam samasitam buddha sundaram govindavadi purushottam ramadam. Vasudeva is looking at all this. He's going down the list. What a meditation. Look at his eyes. Look at his ornaments. Look at his complexion. Look at his dress. Look at his hair. What kind of newborn child appears in this way? Later we'll find out that Krishna appeared in four hands, even though he's the original personality Godhead, because he wanted to make sure that Vasudeva and Devaki would be relieved of their fear of Kamsa. Otherwise, if Krishna hadn't appeared with so extraordinarily with four hands, they might still have some doubt. So Krishna was concerned. I want to make sure your fears are relieved. Therefore, I'm going to give you the maximum exhibition of my opulence. Of course, how did Devaki take it? My dear Lord, can you please subtract two of your hands and appear more like an ordinary child so that I can hide you? Because it will be very difficult to hide a baby with four arms. Just see the confusion here, the transcendental blissful confusion. And you'll also see that transcendental blissful divine confusion in Vasudeva. They are understanding Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God, and at the same time they're feeling affection that this is our son. If Devaki understands the full implications that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, why is she worried about hiding him? But she's also feeling affection as a mother. I want to hide you. Kamsa may come and get you at any moment. Vasudeva is also feeling this combined reverence as well as affection. You'll see that in the next text, text 11. When Vasudeva saw his extraordinary son, his eyes were struck with wonder. So, in that Sanskrit, the word is there, Hari, Harim, Lord Hari, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Harim Sutam, as his son. So, this Sanskrit is showing that Vasudeva had two realities simultaneously. He felt reverence and awe for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he felt affection, because it's his sutta, it's his son. So this is why, as you know, Vasudeva and Devaki are described as nearing the Vrindavan platform. They're not like Yashoda Maya and Nanda Maharaj, who fully, uninterrupted, saw Krishna as their son. Even when Krishna would do amazing things, just like Mother Yashoda, she would think sometimes, actually, wasn't Krishna who lifted Govardhan Hill? He couldn't do that. He's my son. It was Nanda Maharaj. So even when Krishna would kill demons or do wondrous things like that in the Vrindavan area, still the Vatsalya praying, the love of Krishna and parental love by Yashoda Mai and Nandaraj never was mixed with any notion that Krishna is Supreme Personality Godhead. But Vasudeva and Devaki, they're like that. They have a mixture. Let us meditate on Vasudeva's astonishment, what he saw. This is how you're meant to read Srimad Bhagavatam. Let it take over your consciousness. Let it bathe your mind, refresh your mind, and you'll be free from the material energy. The more you engage in devotional service, the more you'll be able to swim in the ocean of Bhagavatam. And the information of Srimad Bhagavatam will jump into your consciousness. What other wonders Adbhuta did Vasudeva encounter? As Shukadeva Goswami says here, when Vasudeva saw his extraordinary son, his eyes were struck with wonder. In transcendental jubilation, he mentally collected 10,000 cows and distributed them among the Brahmanas as a transcendental festival. In the Purport, Srila Prabhupada points out that the Acharya, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, has analyzed the wonder of Vasudeva by seeing his extraordinary child. This is the nectar of the parampara, analyzing such delicious situations. Ordinary people have to be content with news analysts on TV in the evening analyzing some mundane scale event. Men like to listen to sportscasters analyzing the match, what happened. But a devotee gets to hear from the acharyas analyzing the internal moods and feelings of Krishna's associates. So Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur has analyzed the adbhuta, the wonder of Vasudeva, this secondary rasa, which has temporarily seized the forefront of the stage. Srila Prabhupada describes that Vasudeva was shivering with wonder. Just think about that. You ever shivered with wonder? Never seen anything that wonderful in this world. He's like shivering because of wonder. This is bhakti rasa. Vasudeva was shivering with wonder to see a newborn child decorated so nicely with valuable garments and gems. He could immediately understand that the Supreme Personality Godhead appeared not as an ordinary child, but in his original, fully decorated forehand form. So, there are four main wonders that preoccupy, capture the mind of Vasudeva. Number one, Vasudeva saw himself as a conditioned soul. I'm a conditioned soul, imprisoned in material life. And not only am I imprisoned in material life, but I'm actually in a real prison too. Yet, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has appeared in this place to an imprisoned soul who is imprisoned by modes of material nature and who's imprisoned by a prison. Yet, the Lord has appeared. Isn't this wonderful? So he's shivering with wonder thinking about it. He's meditating on this point, shivering with wonder, like a shiver from cold, shivering from wonder. The second point. What kind of baby appears fully decorated? With jewels and hair. The third point. The Lord is all pervading. He's everywhere. Yet, he's appeared from Devaki. One who is everywhere has made an appearance from a localized situation. So he's thinking about that and shivering with wonder. And the fourth thing, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is my worshipable deity, yet he has now appeared as my son. These four things cause Vasudeva to shiver with wonder. We can meditate on his shivering with wonder. We can meditate on what he saw and what he was considering, these four points he was considering. And in that way, we can enter more deeply into Sri Krishna's Janmashtami. We'll never get to the end of relishing Krishna's appearance. Let us use this Krishna Janmashtami to propel our spiritual life forward. How can Krishna more appear in our life? Make an analysis of your life. Make an analysis of your home situation, your ashram situation. How can we get Krishna to appear more? That's a practical way we can take advantage of Janmashtami. And then, motivate yourself to more deeply enter into the mystery of Krishna's appearance in this world. The unborn taking birth. Why? Why? We'll discuss that tonight. Queen Kunti proposes various reasons. Some say this, some say that, some say that. All the reasons were correct. The bottom line is Krishna appears because of his own sweet pleasure. Therefore, as you know, we say Leela, nothing forced, just his own pleasure. The more that people become Krishna conscious, the more you'll see nature adjust itself properly in honor of the presence of the Supreme Lord. Never mind the economic situation, never mind the political situation, never mind the ecological situation, climate change this and earth change that. But if we can arrange for Krishna to appear more, then you will see nature become submissive, just as nature has done here, to greet the presence of the Lord. It is a fact. Maya jakshena prakriti suya chesa charatra. As Krishna says in the Gita, material nature works under my direction. So at the time of his appearance, you see that clearly. Nature, so to speak, outdoes itself to honor Krishna's appearance. And the minds of all the Brahmanas, terrorized by Kamsa, their minds, bodies, and senses become peaceful. Similarly, every devotee will become more peaceful when Krishna appears more in the mind. Will your mind become more peaceful through economic expansion? Anyone ever noted that your mind becomes more peaceful through economic expansion? Will your mind become more peaceful through sense indulgence? Have you ever noted that your mind becomes peaceful that way? Will your mind become peaceful through the bodily conception of life? It's never happened. But when there is the appearance of Krishna, then the mind becomes submissive. It becomes overpowered by Krishna's glories. As Srila Prabhupada points out in one purport in Bhagavad Gita, the mind has to admit to some superior dictation. It has to. It's always overpowered by something, in other words. Either your mind is overpowered by the material energy, or it's overpowered by the spiritual energy. But the mind always has to be overpowered by something. So you get the opportunity to arrange your life so that your mind will always be overpowered by Krishna. Then Krishna will talk to you. Tesham sthatayuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam. For those who are constantly devoted and engage in service with preeti, with affection. Krishna says, I talk to you then. I tell you personalized, custom instructions how to go back to God. we want to attain that qualification. And then we'll be able to relish endlessly Vasudeva's state of wonder. Devaki's maternal feelings combined with her appreciation that Krishna's Supreme Personality Godhead. And then we'll be able to go with Krishna as he's transported to Braj and enters the pure sweetness of the Brajarasa. All these glories of the Lord await us eternally. They have eternal depths, and our mind will finally know its peace at Krishna's lotus feet.